Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1186. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha, and that we should takasia Yeshua in all of Klal Yisrael. It should be a protection. Our learning should be a protection and be Megan on all of Klal Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. We are trying to finish up the malacha of Shoychet, and then hopefully move on to the malacha of Goizes, which has to do with biting nails, cutting nails, pulling out skin, pulling out hair, combing one's hair, brushing one's hair, all these various different type of interesting shilas which come up on a weekly basis. So a few more interesting questions here and there in reference to Shoychet. So the question is like this. Somebody has a blister or a pimple. People have pimples, blisters, especially, and sometimes it gets painful, and they want to just release the pressure. They're not doing anything to heal the blister or pimple per se. They just want to, like, release the pus or relieve some of the pressure by making a hole or popping it or something along those lines. Okay, so just to read a little bit, I just want to go through that a little bit, and we want to understand, the problem which arises is that, you know, when you squeeze a pimple, you cause bleeding, right? We're talking about causing bleeding, the various different categories of shoychet. We said killing insects, and the other part of it is causing oneself to bleed. So by popping a blister, popping a pimple, or whatever the case might be, in the case in time whereby it's a b'makom sar, it hurts the person, and they want to relieve the pressure, but the problem is sometimes there's bleeding occurring also. So let's see if we could see, figure out, Bezrus Hashem Yisburach, what that's all about. So actually, in Simen Shinchov Ches, in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos, it's actually in Hilchas Refuah, where Machaber talks all about it, these type of pimples, blisters, and so on. It's a Beferish Machaber in Simen Shinchov Ches, in Hilchas Refuah, and, it says like this, Amefis Shchin B'Shabbos, Kedei Laharchiv Pi, Hamaka, Kederuch Shah Raifim Oisim, they want to enlarge, the opening. Basically what's happening, if one, the translation of this, but it applies to pimples, blisters, and so on. If one breaks a boil, somebody has a boil, right? They break a boil on Shabbos in order to enlarge the opening of the wound in the manner that doctors do, like, in other words, to heal it. They do it in a way, they break it in a way that to make a hole in order to heal it. So then, and they have in mind enlarging the opening of the wound in the healing, for healing purposes. So the Mechamba tells us an interesting thing, that Hareza Chayev Mishum Mak Bepatish. The person is actually Chayev for Mak Bepatish. Which is actually the Malacha of completing an item on Shabbos. Shazuhi Malacha Sarayfe. This is the Malacha of the doctors. It's like doing a Malacha that the doctors do. Okay, so, but now the question is, if one, getting back to sort of like our case, if one wants to do a Vimei Fisa Kedei, says the Mechaber, Vimei Fisa Kedei Lahuitzi Bimenu Aleicha Sheba, if somebody does it, nah, this is not doing it for any healing process, I'm just doing it to release the, you know, in order to release some of the pus that's inside of this blister or boil or whatever it is, or pimple or whatever the case is, because of the fact that it hurts. It hurts the person. If you just push out some of the blood, not the blood, push out some of the, you can't push out the blood, but you push out some of the pus, so then it relieves the pressure on the pimple, on the boil, and so on. So that, the Mechaber says, Vimei Fisa Kedei Lahitzi Bimenu Aleicha Sheba, Hareze Mutter. That is actually Mutter. It says, it's not even a Derabbanan, that would actually be Mutter. Okay, so again, we're dealing with a case in time, the person's not doing this for refuah, they're not doing it in a special way, they're just doing it a little bit to push out some of the to push out some of the pus, just to relieve some of the pressure in the pimple or in the boil or in the blister. Okay, so just to read from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he explains very nicely on page 348. On page 348, Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he says, it is forbidden, it's also to pop a blister or pimple. It's the same concept, basically. Boil, blister, pimple, it's the same family, right? So it's forbidden, it's also to pop a blister or a pimple in order to air it out, right? As this, and in order to air it out, just to have a healing process. as this is a medical procedure that doctors often perform to treat these ailments. And it's sort of like a completion of the healing, and says, it tells us the Mechaber, it goes into the Malacha of Makkah B'Patish, which is actually Asa Min HaTorah. However, he explains further, however, if one pops a painful blister, a person has a blister, they have a pimple, right, or they have a boil or whatever the case is, but and it hurts, it's hurting them. Just stop to go pop pimples, you don't do that, you can't do. But we're talking about a case in time, it hurts, and they want to relieve some of the pressure. So, and by relieving some of the pressure, they take out some of the pus. However, if one pops a painful blister or a pimple to release the pressure, that could be okay. That is permitted, as long as the person does not squeeze out the blood from beneath the skin, right? Unless they're just basically squeezing out the pus, that's under the skin to relieve some of the pressure. That's all. Now, he goes on to say, that is, one may only gently release the pressure a person's not allowed to squeeze out any blood. You start squeezing it, you know, to get everything out and make it stop bleeding. That you can't do. You can't squeeze out any blood that's below the surface. But he ends off, this is permitted only in a case in time where the blister or pimple is sore, and it's b'makom sar, as we say, it's hurting the person. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah over there, again, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sifkaten Pei Tes, explains further that, Vafilum Yesh Sham Dam, even if a person is good, so they squeeze out just to relieve some of the pressure, that's all a person's doing. Again, you're not doing the healing process, you have to be careful. They relieve some of the pressure. Vafilum Yesh Sham Dam, and let's say there's some blood that's mixed in the pus when a person, you know, relieves the pressure, pops the blister or the pimple, went again, in case in time, only when it's very sore and it's bothering them, it's b'makom sar. Just stop to do it, you can't do it. V'afilu em yesh dam, gam ken shama im halecha is mutter. And even if there's some blood mixed in with the pus, it's still mutter. The Oisei Adam tells us the mishaburu of halecha, that blood that's mixed in together with the pus, shekanas sham, ein boi mishum chabura. It's not really coming from the skin. You know, like if somebody cuts themselves from the skin, it's not coming from the skin. It's mixed in with the pus from before. It's not really coming from the skin itself. But he does end off, he says, V'raki zor shalo yidchay kamaka lohitzidam echad. This person should be very careful not to put pressure on this blister or whatever the case is, this blister or a boil or pimple, to take out new blood. You have to be very careful. Again, like we said, doing it very gently, very lightly, just to relieve a little bit of the pressure, that will be okay. But not to put any pressure to start making, because then it's going to automatically be a psikresh, will be making it bleed. So just to end off real quickly, we'll try and go a little bit more into it next year and finish it off. Real quickly, if somebody wants to relieve some of the pressure, they're in pain, right? It's hurting them. A pimple, a boil, a blister, these type of things, one could do it, but they can have in mind the healing process, making a hole the way that doctors do in order to let in air, right, to heal it up, that you can do. It's just to relieve a little bit of the pressure to get out some of the pus one could do, but just very gently, very lightly, and just enough whereby one would not make themselves bleed. At least it won't be a psikresha whereby automatically they'll be making themselves bleed. Okay, we'll try and finish off this subject next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Cult of